everybody, and welcome back to the WTF1 podcast, pre-Japanese Grand Prix edition. Yes, we're here. We're going to talk about some Japan stuff. We're also going to talk about what's been kicking off in the world of Twitter and social media and FIA world. And joining me, as always, is the absolute hench beast himself, the WTF1 founder, Tom Bellingham. How are those pull-ups coming along, Tommy?
Oh, I'm glad you could tell that I've been working out. Audio listeners will really enjoy that as well, because they'll see me. If you can't see, I'm flexing my muscles. I'm currently bench pressing my sim rig.
Wow. I mean, to be fair, you've got an oversized jumper on going there, it looks like. So I can see you're trying to hide the muscles. Anyway, that's just for video. But yes, welcome, everybody. Hope you're all doing very well. We are, firstly, going to cover this whole budget cap stuff. Now, I say cover. There's not a huge amount to cover because we got delayed. We were all sat there, weren't we? Waiting, just frantically refreshing the FIA Twitter. And then they popped out a nice little bait tweet, didn't they? Like, everyone's thinking, right, the next thing the FIA is going to tweet is definitely going to be the 2021 FIA cost cap report. And they tweeted that it was the Japanese Grand Prix. And we were like,
we knew this. Yeah, we knew that.
We knew this. So if you've been living under a rock and you don't know what we were waiting for and things like that, the cost cap. So that was brought in last year to ensure that every team spends on particular parts like developing the car, etc., $145 million and no more. There are certain exceptions to things where you can go over that. But in terms of development of the car, etc., you can't. And then some loads of rumours started circulating the paddock during the Singapore GP weekend. Toto was saying some pretty strong words, and essentially the rumours were that Red Bull and Aston Martin are the two that have potentially broken the budget cap. And then lots of debate has been going on, and then Christian Horner was wondering how the hell has anyone got hands on some private information, such as how much money a team has spent. And yeah, it all kicked off. So we were expecting yesterday being the day that we would get at least an indication of which teams have definitely obeyed the budget cap and which teams haven't. But the FIA were like, no, actually, we're not ready. We're not ready to tell you, which has, again, caused people to be like, that's a bit sus. But they've pushed it back to Monday, and at the same time, the FIA are trying to shut down rumours that anyone knows anything, aren't they?
Yeah, the statements are always... They did it with loads of stuff. They kind of... The FIA statements recently, they've done it a few times where they've tried to sort of write a very particular way, I guess a very statement-y version of please shut up Twitter, basically, is what they're trying to say. And they kind of allude to this stuff where they're like, we'll tell you the facts when it happens, stop all these rumors, which is like, good luck. You're not going to stop people tweeting these things and having opinions and sharing stuff around. So that's never going to happen. But yeah, FIA are trying to shut down the rumors and say, look, we're working on it. It's a long process and we'll do it when we can. Because I've seen the odd tweet where people have been like, oh, this team did this and they announced it in 3 seconds. But I saw an interesting reply that was like, tell me you've never done accounting before. Because while I know it's taken a long time, it is the accountants for an entire Formula One team. I don't know. We'll see. But to me, from first thoughts, it's the fact I personally think it's just their way of trying to cover it up a little bit and don't know that everyone's on their flights home on Monday. Verstappen might even be crowned champion and it kind of gets swept under the rug a little bit.
They did no that. Way.
They
no,
did it with Abu no Dhabi though, didn't they?
Yeah, well, they tried.
They tried to. Here are our findings. Yeah, F1's back. It's FP1.
Yeah, the rug was not big enough to sweep all of that under it, was it? And yeah, it's no matter how if they are trying to limit the impact of what they release, it's gonna be brought out one way or another. And also, we're not flying back, so we'll be giving you all the gossip, all the info as soon as it drops. So don't you worry, we'll be live on Twitch and all that good stuff. WTF1 official, if you haven't followed us already. So interestingly, And I found this very interesting that Hamilton came out with something very spicy with regards to upgrades and spending and things like that. He said, well, Hamilton said, if they had spent $300,000 on a new floor or an adapted wing, it would have changed the outcome of the championship.
Of course he'd say that.
I just find that very spicy again, though. It's just
it's back and forth, isn't it? This is what I said, though, about Netflix. There's no spice from the championship. And yet, even in a year where the championship battle, if you want to call it a battle anymore, between Red Bull and Ferrari, it's still very much Red Bull and Mercedes, because they're the ones that are really going at each other. And like you say, Horner saying, which I never even thought about Horner's point. It is actually a fair point that,
how
does anyone know about how much we've spent? Because that's private information, which is true.
Been chat about whether there's been a leak within the FIA and things like that. And they're like, well, it's baseless claims. But then you're wondering, you know, it's the paddock. People talk. People are friends in certain departments. And you do wonder if there's been a bit of like a, well, you better watch out, Red Bull.
From Netflix.
Yeah.
Netflix have just whispered in Toto's ear. Toto, did you hear about Red Bull spending over the budget cap?
And they've got bad like t-shirt with a terribly printed FIA logo
on it. It says FAI on it or something.
So the actual full quote that Lewis Hamilton said, he said, I remember last year in Silverstone, we had our last upgrade and fortunately it was great and we could fight with it. But then we would see Red Bull every weekend or every other weekend bring in upgrades. They had, I think, at least four more upgrades from that point. If we'd spent $300,000 on a new floor or an adaptive wing, it would have changed the outcome of the championship. Naturally, because we would have been in better competition in the next race, you had it on. So I hope that's not the case for the sport. So to bring you up to speed, a minor breach of the financial regulations is an overspend of up to 5%, which is still just over $7 million. Like, that's that's a lot of money. Sorry, I didn't realize we brought on 10 more, 20 more engineers, senior, whatever, consultants, whatever. That's a big amount of money to accidentally overspend.
Yeah, because Toto made a good point that, you know, they had to lay off members of staff.
Yeah.
Like, if you've lost your job because of the budget cap and then you see a rival team overspend. Again, this is all we'll just say, like, we don't know this is the case, but obviously if it is the case, because I know people get quite arsey over it because that's F1 Twitter. But we don't know if that has gone over. It's all just rumors, but if it has, yeah, you can see why a team would be annoyed and that have, you know, had to lay staff off. And also potentially lost a championship because of
it. Any team as well. This isn't just going for Red Bull. If it's an Aston Martin or if it's any midfield team that may well have had, maybe not Aston Martin because they were terrible. How have they overspent?
Just like Lawrence Stroll just going out for, it's that meme, is it Wolf of Wall Street? Where it's like, you spend $26,000 on sides. That's just like the budget cap's gone for like Lawrence Stroll just going out for dinner and stuff with his mates.
Literally. But yeah, whatever team it is, it's still quite a big problem for Formula One and the FIA. Because I remember back in 2019, was it, when they were first talking about the cost cap, Ross Brawn said that those cost cap regulations have teeth and that they will bite you if you go over them, essentially. And there was this whole thing of, yeah, you'll lose championship points, you'll lose this, you'll lose that. And it's a big thing to state, and then for a Formula One team potentially to go over it, whoever it is, they should then have some kind of, if they aren't penalized heavily, then every team is going to just overspend. And you do then obviously bring into the equation, I mean, how can anyone overspend? But I suppose you can't take into account crashes. And let's theoretically say Red Bull are the ones who have overspent. They could be like, well, that was when Bottas went bowling.
Yeah,
that was our overspend, or sending us into the wall at Silverstone. So I'm sure there will be lots of arguments, lots of things. But in terms of, yeah, speculation was that you know, there's rumours of two teams, as I hit my spoon, whoops, of Aston Martin and Red Bull. But we don't know. That's the thing. It is very interesting. And if Red Bull haven't overspent, then my God, Mercedes and even Ferrari as well have a few apologies to send over to Christian Horner for the defamatory allegations.
Oh, yes, I'm sure they'll definitely apologise.
Yes, I can imagine Toto
Wolff will go, oh, yeah, sorry, sorry about that. It is hilarious, though, watching Ferrari go in and go, yes, they need to punish people after they had a potentially illegal engine and just...
I would also love if Ferrari were the ones that accidentally overspent. And like
that would be peak Ferrari, wouldn't it? If it comes out, Ferrari are really like hammering them, and then it goes, yeah, Red Bull are in the budget. Ferrari, you spent £800 million over the budget to finish.
It would just be Ferrari things, though, wouldn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. It's funny you mentioned that Ross Brawn quote, because the actual quote is, this has teeth. If you fraudulently breach the financial regulations, you will be losing your championship.
That's so I guess the important word in that is fraudulently.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Not just breach it. Like if you're doing naughty things.
Naughty things to sort of crunch the numbers and things like that. But yeah. So we will have our next installment of Cost Cap Gate on Monday. So we will see. We'll keep you up to date on that. Other things that have happened, Honda are kind of back. stuck a logo back on the Red Bull and AlphaTauri from Japan onwards. Any sort of thoughts on that one?
Well, the rumor is now that the Porsche thing's done.
Yeah.
Like as in not happening. Sorry. That's not a good thing to say. Done.
Yeah,
It's done as in it's washed.
It's washed. I love how your brain now, the first word you got is washed.
yeah, it's completely, it's not happening.
Off the table.
It's off the table. That's the word. That just reminds me of when we were doing that challenge and I kept saying right to mean correct instead of right when we were turning left
for the F1 challenge. Yeah.
But yes, that looks like it's not happening. So Honda have now probably gone, oh yeah, we pulled out of Formula One, did all the work on the engine, and now we're about to win the world championship in our own country, and it doesn't say Honda on the car. That's not very clever, is it? Because it's very very, very likely Red Bull are going to win the constructors' title. It would take a miracle. And that would be, or them getting kicked out. But
that will be next year, remember, everyone. So just so you know, this cost cap stuff will be for last year, not this year.
Yeah. So
Charlotte will be champion next year.
So Red Bull, so Honda would have won the world championship with the team they left for two consecutive, like when they've left, they've won the next year. So not a great look for Honda, but they've come back and gone, oh, actually, can we have a logo on the car? And it's like this increased partnership now. So they're probably going, why are we putting all this money in and not actually getting any rewards here? So they've took a little Honda logo back on the car. I'll say now, Matt, you're not getting that as a special livery for your prediction. Sorry.
What do you mean? What do you mean? Katie's already said her two predictions are basically already done. You've got a washout, which is probably going to happen, and we're going to get a delay to one of the sessions. And also, she said that someone's going to be head to toe in a in a Formula One driver. And we saw someone that was Sebastian Vettel kitted out, but you claiming that the shoes aren't racing shoes.
Yeah,
they are still Sebastian Vettel.
We need to go to the stewards on this one because they're Sebastian Vettel's. They're technically Vettel's shoes because they've done the pride shoes that he wore, I think it was in Hungary, like the Converse, but they're not race boots. So are they head to toe as an F1 driver?
Oh,
tweet us, let us know. We'll maybe do a poll of like, will we give Katie a point or not for this? F1 driver head to toe. Yes, they're as an F1 driver, they are head to toe as Sebastian Vettel. That's what you would argue.
Debatable.
Yeah. It's going to have to go to the stewards. So we'll decide on Tuesday.
Or Monday if you're a Team WTF1 member where you can watch live. There you go. Beautiful stuff. Moving on. Other stuff. Fernando Alonso's Alpine road car. They actually were making it. And they've still gone and announced it. Despite Alonso
burning the bridges,
backing them off.
Yeah.
They probably were like, oh my God, but we've already made it. We may as well just launch it, you know? I mean, it looks very nice.
It does.
But unfortunately, Fernando Alonso, funnily enough, I think the same time as me seeing this, only a few days before, Fernando Alonso was showing people how to race on the F1 game and he was driving an Aston Martin.
No, he wasn't. Was he actually? Yeah. Oh, I love him so much. He's hilarious.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah, that rumor, if you listened to the podcast way back when, there was that rumor. So that is now, well, it's true. It's happened. They've done an Alpine edition. Imagine in Australia next year, they're like, oh, crap. Here's the Piastri one we made as well. Just a Piastri edition Alpine. Yeah, here's the Guan Yu Zhou one we made as well. Oh, yeah, he left as well. Fernando Alonso. Just being Fernando Alonso, he's got a special edition road car for team. He's about to leave. Good times.
Sad times for Alpine, but they've launched it anyway. Lovely stuff.
Alpine things.
And finally, on the bringing you up to speed stuff, I guess we have to mention, as much as I don't want to, Verstappen winning the title this weekend in the permutations. So he, if he gets first and fastest lap, he wins regardless. If he gets first and not fastest lap, can Charles finish second?
Second, and it will go on to the next race.
Yeah, then Charles will have to win
and get fastest lap. Yeah, because then Charles will get the win and fastest lap for all the remaining races and Verstappen won't finish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the championship back on.
Back on.
Well, you know, maybe what, three more DNFs for Verstappen, cheeky victories for Leclerc, still he'd be more than a victory behind. Oh, God. Yeah, no, it's still on. It's still on. F1 will release an article again saying the greatest championship comebacks on the weekend of Verstappen winning again.
Yeah.
Will he wrap it up? I don't think so. I think it will be a Verstappen Leclerc 1-2. But then again, it is very much going to be Rain City. So in that case,
I think
your prediction was no, but I don't think that's actually that bad of a prediction. Like, I should have called you up on this when you predicted it. I think it's less likely for him to win the title this weekend than it is not.
Yeah, because then we go into the next race, which would be America. Could win it there and would basically only have to turn up. Like, because if Leclerc...
imagine when Verstappen won the title when Hamilton won his only race of the season was Toto.
Toto would love that, wouldn't he? I can't see him wrapping it up this weekend, but you never know. I feel like it will be normal service resumed, if you like.
Have you seen the weather forecast?
Yes, but they won't race until it's dry anyway, I guess.
Great.
they'll race on Monday, and then the FAA will announce the cost cap thing during the race, like in the middle of a pit stop or something, and they'll be racing on the Monday.
You'll just see like some members of the FIA going out with buckets of water to drench the track on the Sunday, just trying to force it into Monday. That'd be quite something. Cool. That is kind of the update for you all. We will have more spicy stuff on Monday post-race Japan, and also this whole cost cap debacle. It'll probably be the most boring thing ever. But the thing is, it is a lose-lose situation for the FIA. They either announce it and penalise Red Bull and then F1 Twitter explodes, or they announce it and they... Yeah. There's plenty of options, but I think it's losing in every single way. Unless every single team has abided by the cost cap, then that's fine.
But it's all speculation. You know, if they have abided by the cost cap anyway.
To be fair, that will also explode.
It will explode because then people will just go, there'll be a certain fan base will just go, oh, I don't believe it. They've just said that.
Yeah, they've deleted a document. They're now 144.9 million. Wow. Yeah.
That's what they've been doing for the the 4 days that they delayed it, they have to delete documents and things.
As if you don't understand sarcasm. And jokes, we are joking and being sarcastic. We are not trying to fuel any kind of ridiculous conspiracy theories. We will find out on Monday what happens. Reminder of predictions. I went for Leclerc 10th pole of the year and a Red Bull special livery. So I've already got one. Thank you, Tommy.
I've gone for Verstappen doesn't win the title and Mercedes get a podium.
Cool. Very, and Katie's gone change. For another session will be delayed due to weather, and we see a fan dressed head to toe as an F1 driver. We will discuss that on Monday or Tuesday if you listen to us on audio/YouTube. And then the fans, Ty Kangas 30, both Aston's out in Q1, Jadenok Mick in the points, and Azteca lad Merck front row. There you go. Thank you, Tommy. Final thoughts?
Final thoughts are, I just remembered something, so that works out quite well.
Oh, perfect.
If you go to WTF1.com/annual, you can pre-order the annual for this year.
Christmas.
For Christmas, yeah. Katie's wonderful work, the author's
authoring.
The author's authoring. So,
the
yeah,
second time.
If you want to see it for yourself and hold it in your hands, the author's incredible work, there you go.
And get that lovely new book smell when you open it up as well. Gorgeous. So WTF1.com/annual to go and pre-order. And yeah, that is it. My final thoughts are, please don't wash out, and please don't allow, you know, I don't mind, you know, the occasional delay, but if it's if the session's supposed to start at 6 a.m. and me and you, Tommy, are slogging it on Twitch and then they delay it for 2 hours, all I'm going to be thinking of, I could have been in bed for this amount of time.
Yeah.
So, please don't wash out on Sunday, please. Anyway, thank you, everybody. Hashtag WTF1 podcast if you want to get involved in the discussion. And we'll see you very soon on Twitch. As always, we'll be live for qualifying and the race, and also other stuff when it gets unleashed, any news and whatnot. So, yeah, go follow us on there, and make sure to follow us on socials as well. Take care. Adios. Bye-bye.
Bye.